This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sometimes Yankee fans want to get hit by a car.
It's on the right bay. Not that Maggie's back in town.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. Fleegs on the other side, and we got you again for 3 hours, as is our custom when we watch baseball games. And boy, did we watch baseball games. You just heard Alvarez's return. The excitement of that. Juan Soto comes through with a big clutch hit. The Mets bullpen, one hit down the stretch, as they pick up their guy, Kodai Senga, after a bad start from him. Really the first one of the year. And they rally and have a very big win. We will get to it. But the New York Yankees, what a big series against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Toronto Blue Jays had jumped out to a 3-game lead in the division. It was a 7-game lead over the Blue Jays in June. It is now, after last night's debacle, a 4-game deficit for the New York Yankees in this American League East as they continue. Forget all the other trends. Forget everything else. The New York Yankees are 10-17 inside the American League East, and they are owned right now by the Toronto Blue Jays. Owned! As they lose again last night, 4-1, in a game that just makes you nuts. All of the excitement heading into the series, right? I talked about it yesterday, the big game nature of this series. And yes, it's not a must win. We understand there are still 62 games. Last night was the 100th game of the season. But coming off of those two games in Atlanta, coming back, scoring the 12 runs, rallying from behind, then Marcus Stroman going out there and throwing 6 innings of one-run baseball, and you take the last two games after feeling like this after Friday. And don't worry, there'll be a little positivity at some point because that's what I do. But that same feeling we felt the first game back of the second half, getting their doors blown off with the what people will call the punt idea to go with the bullpen game in the first game of that series, and then to rally back, have that offensive explosion, find a way to win. Win on Sunday, win a series, head into Toronto, the hottest team in baseball since the end of May. The best home field advantage in all of baseball is now they have won 11 consecutive games. To go in there and to have the offense look like it did, which is a solo home run and that's it. And let's just start right there. Not good enough. Everything else we're going to talk about, whether it be Carlos Rodon or the two hideous, disgusting errors that probably annoy me more than any other play this year. Those two errors, back-to-back in that manner, probably annoy me more than any other BS we talk about, any other crap baseball we have seen, any forgetting how many strikes there are in a count, trying to make outs at third base, whatever else. Those two errors, to me right now, are the most frustrating thing I've seen from the New York Yankees all season. But before we even get there, this offense is completely shut down by Gausman in this game. 7 innings, 1 run. The only offense is Giancarlo Stanton's home run. We see Jason Dominguez 0 for his last 18. Not much from him. A couple of opportunities after an intentional walk early in the game. Jazz doesn't come through. An opportunity late in the game. Judge doesn't come through. The offense looks lackluster. The offense doesn't do all that much. You're not going to win no matter what else happens if you score one run. They're coming off 2 good games. They're coming off an offensive explosion. They've been scoring a ton of runs into the break against the Cubs, out of the break against Atlanta. And with the season, again, not on the line, but pride on the line. After getting their ass kicked by Toronto in a 4-game set, heading in against Gausman, who they usually play pretty well and perform pretty well against, this offense gets lulled to sleep. I know he threw the ball well. They were talking about it the entire broadcast. His fastball was up 2-3 miles an hour. At one point, he was throwing 97. Gausman, in his first start of the second half, was all geeked up to face the Yankees, and he absolutely put them to sleep. But then we get to the real issue, and again, the errors in this game. Now, Carlos Rodon. Let's talk about Carlos Rodon because I spent a lot of time on him yesterday about the moment, the big game, the effort you are looking from Carlos Rodon. A great season, the best batting average against in all of the American League. All-star. Last outing against the best offense in the sport, Chicago Cubs, shut them down for 8 innings. You're looking for him to go out there and give you an ace-like performance and shut down the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, you didn't get that. But I will tell you this, I leave that game feeling better about Carlos Rodon in big games than I did going into it. Not great. He wasn't an ace-like performance. He walks too many guys. He struggled. He did not have good command. But I don't know about you, right? And I'm just trying to be fair. We watch the games. I am not calling it an excellent performance. It's not an ace-like performance. It's not as good as I was even hoping for. But I watch this guy who has folded over and over again as a New York Yankee in big spots. Last time out against Toronto, got lit up. Last time out against the Mets in a big game, 5-game losing streak, lit up. Carlos Rodon, while not having his best stuff, not having his fastball command, which you could get a sense of early with the amount of changeups he was throwing, and maybe too many changeups early is what happened to his fastball command, but he doesn't have fastball command. He walks 5 batters in this game. Only one of them score, and he gets leadoff double. He gets out of a jam, bases loaded in 2 innings to start the game. He gets in the second and third. He gets out of the jam. He battles his ass off in this game. Now, again, I'm not throwing him a parade, but this is a dude we haven't seen like this. Let's just be fair. Not a great performance, but Mike Francesa, who I thought it was a good line, after his last performance against the Mets, called him the anti-Andy Pettit. The anti-Andy Pettit. And to me, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of crazies here calling me up, this was very much an Andy Pettit-type game. Did not have his good stuff. Allowed runners on constantly, yet made the big pitch. Got out of it. You go to the 5th inning against the top of the order. Lead off to Springer. A ground ball base hit to Guerrero. He gives up the double, gives up 2 runs in the 5th, and then he goes and battles his ass off and has one of the longest, toughest at-bats we have seen in forever. I mean, it's a 15-pitch at-bat, just foul ball after foul ball after foul ball. He's throwing it in the zone. He's battling him with fastballs. He's throwing the changeup down. He's throwing the slider. Pitch after pitch after pitch. Pitch count rising and rising. And what does he do? He gets a pop-up for the second out. He's about to get out of the fifth inning with an opportunity to start the sixth inning and give the Yankees a chance to still come back at only down one run in the fifth inning. And then the nonsense jumps in. A ground ball to Peraza. Again, he's about to get out of the fifth inning, only giving up two runs, which he gave up two runs without having an out. Now he's about to get out of that jam and not give up a third run. He gets the ground ball after busting his ass in that fifth inning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And Peraza, who's here for one freaking reason. Well, a couple. One, because at some point, someone in the Yankee organization actually believed in this dude. And they decided not to ship him. And this is one of the names you'll get when you talk about the prospect hugging from Brian Cashman and the rest of the organization. Someone who we thought could be the starting shortstop of the New York Yankees 2 years ago instead of Anthony Volpe. And I'm not sure which one's worse. But this dude is here for one reason. As we wait to trade someone to bring in to replace him, he is there to play excellent defense. If Peraza is not a guaranteed excellent defender, he is useless to this team. And in that spot, in this game, against this team, in this building, for him to get that ground ball and throw it away and cost Rodon, cost this team, cost his teammates an opportunity to get out of that jam and give up the third run on a throw that wasn't anywhere close to the bag for a player who's here for one freaking reason. We've already seen he can't bunt. So the dude is the worst. He is literally the second worst hitter in Major League Baseball. The second worst. There is one other player who wears a uniform, who utilizes a bat, who is worse than Peraza. One. We've seen him in situations not be able to bunt. And now, although he has been good defensively, you don't get any leeway. Not if you're going to be the worst hitter in the sport. You have one job, to make sure the Yankees go into the dugout down one run. That is an absolute unacceptable. And I don't care. I wouldn't play him again, and we'll get to Boone. Trust me. I'll take my chances with Vivas. I don't care. That era pissed me off to no end. It wasn't a tough play. It was an easy field the ball, throw it to first, get the hell off the field, and give your offense a chance to bounce back. Instead, the entire feeling of the game, the woe is me, here we go again, same Yankee crap, pops its ugly head up again in that inning, and then it's followed by Anthony Volpe back-to-back. How many outs does he have to get in that inning? I know he's not perfect. I don't know. I know we don't like Carlos Rodon. I don't care. He busted his ass, and he deserved better in this game. He's out of that inning with only two runs with a possibility of going batter to batter in the sixth because they need him and they might have pushed him. They pushed him in this. He threw 40 pitches in the inning. 40! And then Anthony Volpe, the elite shortstop that he is, throws a ball in the dirt. Now, look, if we're being fair, does Goldschmidt have to make that play? Yes, it's in his glove. I don't care. I'm blaming Volpe, 100% on Volpe, but Goldschmidt's got to make that play too. But to give up two runs in that manner, in this game, against this opponent, where they are in the standings right now, the way they've played inside this division, the way this team played in the four-game set the last time they were in this building, that is unacceptable. And Anthony Volpe, someone who just out of the All-Star break, so much talk about Anthony Volpe, obviously. He comes out of the All-Star break. Even in the Friday night loss, he hits a bullet in the gap that Michael Harris runs down with a 20% catch probability, and it was a good swing. Then he has the two-homer game. He's got productive outs and productive at-bats in the Sunday game, and you're hoping that Anthony Volpe can start to build something. That Anthony Volpe can start to become at least a resemblance of what he was for the first 60 games this season. Defensively, what he was his rookie year when he won the Gold Glove. And you can try and take it away from him now, you can't. He was a good defender. He did earn the Gold Glove. He has been better the last 2 years. He is atrocious right now, and the idea that he allowed that moment to be too big for him, and that's the problem with him. Time and time again, these errors come at the worst time. Now, I know there's never a good time for an error, but this game, this series, that kind of easy play, that kind of throw, it's unacceptable. It is a killer play. And for a player who's desperate to build some momentum, to have that error that cost them the game. Now, again, they only score one run. Even without the Volpe error, they lose this game. But those two errors change the entire complexity of this game. Those errors are infuriating. And before we get to Boone, I'll just say, I don't even, you know, and maybe I'm wrong here, and I know many of you will think I'm wrong at 888-808-1019. I don't even know if you want to call this sloppy play. Like, it's not running, it's not making a bad base running decision on the base path. It's not missing the cutoff man. It's not nobody covering third. It is throws that these dudes have been making their entire life. Like, I don't even view that as sloppy play. I view that as unbelievably terrible defense. And I don't put it on the manager. I don't think of Miller Huggins or, you know, Buck Showalter or Bruce Bochy or Terry Francona or Lou Piniella or anybody else who'd get in their face would make them make those throws. But good God, in that moment, you can't have it. And then I normally don't get on Aaron Boone in the postgame. You know how I feel. He is going to defend his players over and over again. But you've probably heard it. I'm going to play it for you here. There has been one other instance in Boone's tenure with the New York Yankees that I felt his comments postgame that was continual over and over again about one player that continued to just flat out lie. There is a difference between protecting your player and flat out lying to the media, to the fan base, and even to the player. Now, I think things are said differently behind the scenes. I do. I think Anthony Volpe is well aware he is not playing good defense. I think the Yankees are well aware he's not playing good defense, but they won't say it. And there is a way to defend a player, and then there's absolute garbage. And the only other time that I have felt that Aaron Boone has given us absolute garbage was when he kept on telling us IKF was an elite defender at shortstop. That is the only other time that I have felt that Boone was talking absolute nonsense, and it couldn't be defended because it goes beyond defending a player. It's flat out lying. It's flat out not in the realm of reality. Hey, there were some good at-bats. People get mad at that. In reality, there probably were some good at-bats. I understand we don't want to point it out, but it's not flat out lying. This is hard to defend. These are the comments when asked about Anthony Volpe's defensive struggles this season.
Volpe, you've expressed your confidence in him multiple times, but why do you think he continues to have some struggles here defensively? 12 errors now, that's tied for most of any position player in the American League.
Yeah, I mean, it's a few too many. That said, you know, errors get handed out a lot of different places in a lot of different ways. So I'm not so worried about it. It's making plays. He's still making a lot of plays, but he hasn't been as consistent as, you know, he wants to be and as consistent as he normally is. So there's a few balls he's left on the table, you know, one tonight included. And those are plays, you know, he expects to make, and we need him to make too.
He's been walking around with ice on, I believe, his right shoulder. Is he okay? Left shoulder. Is he okay physically?
Yep.
What do you think it is then that has not allowed him to reach that consistency that he's had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a few extra errors. Like, I mean, that's, I get it. That's the separator of when he wins a gold glove and when he's not. He's still a top shortstop. He hasn't made a few plays that have generated a lot of noise.
There's also some metrics that have indicated he's taken a step back.
That's what, because he hasn't made three or four plays. That crushes you a little bit. He's still making a lot of rangy plays. He's still making a lot of plays. He just hasn't been as consistent as he has in his first 2 years, and that's three or four plays we're talking about. In a couple games here, he hasn't completed some plays, and it's changed his overall defensive season.
5-1 for Carlos, just what do you think of his stuff?
Yeah, and I guess we're missing, there's another part where he calls him elite. He's still an elite defender. He's still a very good shortstop. And you listen to those comments, and I get it. And some of it isn't lying, to be fair, now that I've heard it again. He has made some rangy plays. His throws are atrocious. And in the biggest moments of the season, he has made critical errors time and time again. He leads not only shortstops, but all of the American League in errors. You can defend him and say, look, we still believe he can be an elite defender. He has been in the past. We believe it's in him. He's going through a rough stretch. It's not good enough right now, but we have every faith in Anthony Volpe that he will get back there. Do not continue to tell us that what we are watching is a good defender, because we aren't. That's not what he's been. He has not been a good defender. He's been terrible this season. And the idea that, oh, it's just a couple of plays, and they even said it, the metrics are even showing it. Every single defensive metric is showing the regression of Anthony Volpe at shortstop. His arm, which was an issue at the beginning of his career, and he didn't have the strongest arm for shortstop, it is now fully beyond a little bit of an issue. He can't throw the ball. And I don't know if he is injured. I don't know what's going on. The metrics of him as the first 2 years of his career, he was a good defender. You want to argue with me, elite, whatever. This is a dude who's been a good defender. He is terrible now. And you can't sit there and tell us what we're watching is good. Tell us you believe he will get back to being good. Tell us how he used to be good and you see it coming. Do not tell us that the game we watched today is just, well, it's that one play. And other than that, you know, it's a couple plays. Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. That's the difference between a 300 hitter and a 220 hitter. Oh, a couple bloops. That's the difference between a 7 ERA and a 4 ERA. Yeah, no, a couple home runs. He is, and it's not just that he's making errors. He is making errors at the most critical moments in the most critical games. Whether it's against Baltimore last year, even when he was a good defender, he consistently does this in the biggest of games. I know yesterday I told you that I don't emphasize getting Suarez, that third base is not the biggest issue for this team, and in many ways I still feel that, but damn it, do they need a freaking upgrade at third base, because I can't watch Peraza if he's not going to make plays and not be able to bunt while being the worst player in the sport. And I can't watch, I'm sorry, I can't watch Anthony Volpe spit up all over himself and then listen to the Yankees tell me that he's still good and that what we're watching is good play. I know you're not going to kill him. Tell me you believe tomorrow will be different. And again, do I think it changes how Anthony Volpe plays? No, I don't think it does. Do I think that behind the scenes, they know that what the metrics are? I mean, we talk about how they are, you know, so analytical. Do you think they're unaware of the analytics, the defensive analytics that say he is struggling at the shortstop position? Do you think they are not aware that errors are bad and that he has too many freaking of them? They feel it necessary to protect this kid like I've never seen anyone protected before. And I don't know. I don't know if doing it differently would hurt him, but this ain't helping. So while I don't put too much stock into the post-game sound, I never have for any coach ever. Because typically when we talk about it, I remember Mike screaming, "He sounds like Kotite." Yeah, because Kotite led a Jet team with no wins. This is the New York Yankees coming off a World Series run. It is different. I don't get hung up on it because for the most part, they've been winning. But like the IKF stuff, while we're watching terrible play, telling us it's good. Tell us you believe he can turn it around. Tell us you believe in him. We all get that. What we're hearing from the managers just doesn't make sense. And this team still has an opportunity to go win the series. Like, that's the other thing about it. Like, we have to just take a second. It is a bad game. It's those two errors drive me absolutely crazy. The Yankees were shut down offensively. They've got a young kid making his second major league start against the Blue Jays tomorrow in Cam Schlittler. But the back end of the middle of the bullpen did a good job. Everyone should be rested for tomorrow. We felt the same way Friday night after Atlanta, and the Yankees saved it and came back and won the next two games. The Yankees have now two huge games ahead of them with Schlittler and Max Fried with a blister against the Toronto Blue Jays, and they can't lose them. Not if you want to win the division. Right now, they're 10-17 inside the American League East. You can't win a division that way. They've lost six straight games against the Toronto Blue Jays. You can't win a division that way. You've got to find a way to win these next two games. They're imperative. They're not season over. They're not must wins. But if you want to realistically give yourself a chance with 60 games left at the end of this series, it's going to be hard down four. It's going to be damn near impossible down six. These are two huge games for the New York Yankees coming up. And the shortstop and the third baseman and everybody else better get their act together. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll get to the Mets victory as well. A huge hit from Juan Soto. A really great job from the bullpen. And Alvarez comes up after being down in the minors, hitting 11 home runs, working on his defense, working on his swing, comes up, has a huge game, a big double, and the New York Mets win a game you thought for sure they were going in the same direction they have been against Cincinnati, down 4-0 with Senga getting hit around a little bit through three, and the rest of the roster steps up, and obviously Alvarez is a major talking point of the game last night, and a big hit for Juan Soto, who, as great as he is, not enough of those moments. He got one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Last night.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Yeah, let's rock the cash bar. I know what it is. I know what it is. This was an old joke from when I used to work at Sandcastle. It was a catering hall in Franklin Square. Whenever this came on, we would always... I was a bar back. We would always say, rock the cash bar. We would sing it to people who would come up and get drinks during the song. But yeah, that was better times. Yankees were winning championships back then, I think, when I was working at Sandcastle. Yeah, 100% they were, because I remember I was furious that I had to stop watching David Cone's perfect game and come to work. And somebody told me, well, I was, hey, threw a perfect game. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But not perfect last night. And again, just, I'm mad at those comments from Boone. I don't know, I don't think, and these errors to me aren't, it's not typical sloppy play. Maybe I'm different on that. And what does sloppy play mean then, Chris? I'm like, bad throws from the outfield. No one covering second base. Making mental mistakes and hustling mistakes, like getting thrown out at third on tagging up from with a play in right field. This is a throw that dude has made a thousand times without issue. But in the moment, that one was a gut punch. I got up. I was walking away. I'm doing the book in my house. My kids, I'm trying to help put my kids to sleep or whatever. And like the minute that ground ball was hit, I said, oh man, good, he got out of it. And then I saw Goldschmidt diving for it. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And again, I don't necessarily blame Boone for it. I don't. I know a lot of you want to. Those comments after the game are just bold-faced lies. That goes beyond defending your player. I understand he wants to defend his player. That goes beyond defending. That's flat-out lying for. That's no, you know, my dog ate my homework. That's what that is. And the team has got to play better. We've seen it play better. I thought they were tightened up much better for the first 60 games. It's been a month now where this crap has continued to pop up. It's got to change. It's got to change. And this is the one team, you know, for me, like if you look at last year's team, if you look at most Yankee teams since 2020, right? I think 18 and 19 were a little bit different. They had Gary Sanchez, who wasn't great defensively, but for the most part, they were okay defensively. They were a pretty good defensive team. At least as far as I remember. But since like 2022, 21, the team wasn't that good defensively. They had players who weren't that good defensively. They played IKF at shortstop. They played Gleyber Torres at shortstop. Like, they have not been that good of a defensive group. They got Judge in center. Like, Judge is a okay center fielder, but he's clearly a much better right fielder. Like, then Rizzo lost it at first base. Like, over and over again, the Yankees just didn't have good, they got playing guys out of position. Like, I don't think they were a very good roster-wise, very good defensive team. I also thought they had a lot of slow, you know, not a lot of athletic guys up and down the lineup. 23, forget it, they weren't good at anything. That roster sucked. This is the first year where I feel like, and I'm sure many of you disagree, and it goes back farther than that with Aaron Boone. Fine, we could discuss it at 888-808-1019. This is the first time I have no real, I can point to and say, well, they're not good defensively, other than now the shortstop has fallen off. But, and Jazz wasn't great at third base, but clearly in the outfield, like, and Dominguez, a ball that should have been caught, a ball that should have been a double, I mean, should have been an out, was a double that he had another step. It's a 90% catch probability. But I think they're more athletic on the bases. I think they're a better defensive team. I think this team should be much better at the crap that they're still dealing with. Last year's team, I didn't think the roster lent itself to being a good base running team, lent itself to being a good defensive team. Years prior, didn't think it lent itself because of the roster. This roster should be better at this stuff. I don't think that's unfair. I think it's fair. I do think it's fair. They should be better at the crap that has harmed them over the last couple of years. They should be better. I think the GM went out and made the team more complete like that. Goldschmidt is a much better first baseman. Bellinger can play anywhere. He's great. Judge is back in right field. Grisham's a gold glove caliber center fielder. Jazz is a very good defensive second baseman. Peraza's supposed to be an excellent defender, and we know what the Volpe situation is. There's also a lot of athleticism. Volpe can run. Bellinger can run. Goldschmidt, for a first baseman and an older one at that, can run. Judge can run. Blinding speed from Jazz and Dominguez. This team should be better on the base paths, and they are, going first to third and different things, but still make mistakes. They should be a better defensive team. They should be a better base running team than they've been for the last month and a half. Other years, it was easier to look at the roster and say, well, they're not good at this stuff. This year's team should be far better at it. And Peraza's era is hard to explain, and it can't happen in this series against the Blue Jays. And I know everybody's asking me if the Blue Jays are still frauds. Yes, of course the Blue Jays are still frauds. I have an opinion of the Blue Jays being frauds. I can't just go off of that because they've won 10 games in a row and 6 against the Yankees. Frauds will prove themselves in the postseason late in the year. And everyone's like, oh, the Yankees are the frauds. The Yankees were in the World Series. The Blue Jays, with all their hype and all their young superstars, you know, second-generation superstars, haven't won a playoff game in 12 years and are 0-6 in the Vladdy era in playoff games. That's why I call them frauds. And at the end of 21, the Yankees went into that building and beat them 2 out of 3 to win the wild card. That's why I call them frauds. But right now, they are playing their ass off. They have really good at-bats. They can pitch. The bullpen has some pretty good arms in it. And right now, that offense, although only 10th in runs scored, best in batting average, second best in on-base percentage, only second to the Yankees. And they've done a really nice job. And they have kicked the ever-loving crap out of the Yankees. And even in this game, let's be honest, they scored 2 runs in this game. They legitimately scored 2 runs. Yes, they worked Carlos Rodon, but they scored 2 runs in this game. They didn't beat the crap out of the Yankees. The Yankees beat the crap out of themselves. And that's worse. But having said that, you got old man Scherzer on the mound later today. Go out there and pound him. Don't make Schlittler have to throw a great game. Give him an opportunity to be just okay. Go out there and score a ton of runs. And then you've got your ace on the mound on Wednesday. And go out there and still take the series. I know right now we feel like that's impossible. We would have felt like that in the fourth inning of the second game against the Atlanta Braves too. Go out there, take the series. Go pound old man Scherzer with his 4.7 ERA, put up 10 runs, win the damn game, and then Max, you need to be the ace again on Wednesday and win that game for the New York Yankees. And then you feel better. I didn't expect a sweep. You got to win the next two. I mean, really, have to split one of the next two. But you'd like to go out there and take 2 games and win a damn series. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Andrew in Brooklyn. What's up, Andrew?
C-Mac, what's up, man? Good night, man.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, you know, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. So with the Yankees, let's say hypothetically they get swept this series.
Okay.
Right? And, of course, Cashman's on the phone. He's always on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to swing a deal without including Lombard or Spencer Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, hypothetically, they get swept? Do you think this could be the difference between Cashman possibly including a Lombard in the deal, depending on the outcome of the series?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
I don't think.
I'm curious to know why not. Say they get swept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think this. I don't think what happens in the series will impact how they handle the trade deadline at all.
All right. Cool. Thanks for the time, man.
You got it, buddy.
That,
yeah, I think they're still. Right. I think they're still a playoff team, even if, like, say they're down 6 games in the wild card in the division. They won't call the division over necessarily. The Blue Jays were down 7 games and turned it around in a month. So, listen, I don't like their chances of winning a division down 6. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to crow that the Yankees are still going to win the division. They get swept here. But they'll still be a playoff team. And as we've seen, you can get to the World Series, win a World Series as a wild card team. They're not going to either give up, or they're not going to show even more, you know, impetus to go out there and get everything and include, you know, it would probably be more likely the other way. I'm surprised you didn't ask me, well, if you're out of the division, do you think this team is good enough? Are you really going to trade big-time prospects to help this current team that just showed you they've lost 7 in a row, hypothetically, 7 in a row or 8 in a row, because they lost, even though they won the series at home against the Blue Jays, they lost the last game of that series. So it would be 7 consecutive games against the Blue Jays. I think a lot of people would say, now don't trade anybody because I don't trust this team. But I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think they would react to this series at all. There's no way they're not buying. There's no way they're not trying to improve the team. They're going to go out there and try to win a championship. You can do it from a wild card. Makes it more difficult. The Yankees haven't been able to win series on the road, but you still can. And they're going to go look to improve this team. They're going to look to go make the playoffs and make a run. And I don't think it'll be any more imperative to go make sure you trade guys. Now, look, I think Spencer Jones is on the table. I totally do. This is a guy who has gotten hot this year, but we haven't seen a lot of this all the time. A lot of his minor league career has been a Joey Gallo all or nothing, tons of strikeout. He's really helped his strikeout numbers a lot. But I don't know how they view him. And I don't think they would trade him for a rental. I don't think it's, you know, Dominguez for Suarez, not Dominguez. I don't think it's Spencer Jones for Suarez straight up. But if you can get a starting pitcher that they really like for 3 years, like say they really like Keller. Say, you know, Cash and the and all the analytic team and you know, the pitching coach think they can really turn Keller into a legitimate ace type pitcher. They think they can work with him, and you've got 3 years of him. I could see them trading Spencer Jones for that. I think Spencer Jones is on the table, but I can't do it for a rental. And I'd rather, you know, get more controllable pieces. Again, Suarez is great. He had another home run last night. I just need an upgrade at third base. I don't know if I need Suarez. I really think they still need to impact the pitching, despite, you know, last night the pitching being okay and the offense being the reason they lost. And the defense. And let's be honest, Suarez isn't that good a defensive third baseman. King George in the Bronx. What's up, George?
Live long and prosper. Another day, another dollar. When C-Mac comes on, his competitors wail, cry, and holler.
And sometimes so do the listeners.
No? You're an established fixed point in time.
Ah, I appreciate that.
As us Doctor Who fans would say, you're an established fixed point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old rule in baseball. You can't hide your worst hitter and you can't hide your worst fielder. Because when that ball comes, it's always going to find the worst fielder and your worst hitter, no matter where you put him.
Yeah.
When it comes to that big hit time, he's always going to be up and mess up. So you can't change that. It's just a fact of baseball that's been going on since I came up. And this is the 78 Yankees.
We were
behind 14 games.
Yeah, no, there's stories again. That's why Brian Cashman, and thank you for the call, George. That's why Brian Cashman's not going to give up, because they're not going to stop chasing. They're in a playoff spot. The American League is down. They're still capable. If they add pieces, especially, they'll be, you would think, better to improve the team. I don't think there's any doubt they're going to be super aggressive no matter how this series pans out. But your point about finding the worst defender, the problem is right now their worst defender's at shortstop, and that wasn't the expectation. That's the problem. The worst defender shouldn't be Anthony Volpe. And we can complain about how the manager talks, and I'm not happy about it. He said two things in the last couple of days that just drive me absolutely nuts. Two things in the last couple of days that I completely disagree with him, and I don't think he should be saying it. Or at least I just think they're lies. The idea that he only throws guys out when they don't hustle, not for, you know, mistakes, that's absolute nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. He never throws anybody out. He never takes anybody off the field. He did it once with Gleyber Torres. Once, after he made a million mistakes. He did it finally once. And that's exactly what that play was. So that was just a lie from the manager a couple days ago. And I don't know, I guess it's not a lie if you believe it. I'm sure he believed what he said. But it's just not correct. And then today with Anthony Volpe. And again, the only other time I've cared about the postgame was when he constantly tried to tell us that IKF was a good defensive shortstop. And then he pulls him in the postseason. He's an elite defensive shortstop. We have metrics. He's an elite defensive shortstop. And then in the postseason, you pull him for Peraza. I guess he's not that elite. Like, they know. They know Volpe is not performing like an elite shortstop right now. They know. He will not say it. He will not say it. And they're working with him, and they're talking to him. Volpe is well aware he's not playing well. He can count. He knows how many errors, and he knows he's got more than everybody else. He's aware. Like, I honestly, I know me and Fleegs are even talking about it. You know, Fleegs isn't the biggest Boone guy. Not many are. I don't think Anthony Volpe's sitting around going, well, I know I have 12 errors and everything, and I cost the team yesterday, and you know, I've been bad in big moments, but the manager keeps telling the media I'm good. So I'll be good. I mean, I guess I'm just good, right? And all this stuff is just noise, and I'm really good because the manager tells the media that. Like, I don't feel that way. Now, I understand why many do, and you certainly want to hear it just for your own sanity. I think that's where it comes from. It comes from us wanting just to be told what we're watching, have it acknowledged, and we don't like the idea that we're coddling players. Blah, blah, blah. Like, again, every manager does it. Now, not every manager goes out of the way to flat out lie and lie about what we're seeing, I think Boone took it too far with this comment. That he continues to tell us that Volpe's elite and a great defender, he's going too far. He's going too far. I totally agree. He went too far with IKF. He's going too far here. And then he said he only throws people out when they don't hustle. That's full of crap. He doesn't throw anybody out. But to say, you know, hey, we believe in Anthony Volpe, or the it's all right in front of us, or, you know, there were some good at-bats mixed in on days they get shut out. Like, those things don't bother me. Those things don't bother me. I know what he's going to say. I know it already. He's going to defend his guys. Even with some mental miscues on the field, he'll come up with reasons, and they're not always wrong. And you know, like with Vivas the other day. Well, he got geeked out by the third baseman. You know, like, I get it. I don't think it's like he said it can't happen, but he also gives excuses a little bit, and gives you the player's perspective of why the mistake was made. And we don't want to hear that. We just want to hear it's unacceptable, and he's not playing tomorrow. And I'm not sure, I have not been a proponent of sending Anthony Volpe down. You look at, obviously, Alvarez with the Mets, and we'll get to the Mets in a little bit. It helped Alvarez. Well, now we'll see. It's only been a game, but good at bats. Hitting a you know, taking a low fastball away and shooting it to deep right center field. That's a good at bat in a big spot. He looked better. He went down and mashed, got some confidence, came up, and he performed this first game back. We'll see if it continues, but I've never been a proponent of sending Anthony Volpe down. I still don't know if I'm there because as of the moment, I'm not playing Peraza at short every day to play Vivas at third. I don't know if I could do that. Should I give him a couple days? I felt like he was building towards something, too. That's what's frustrating about this. A couple of good offensive days. He makes that throw. We're all feeling fairly good about Anthony Volpe. He had some lousy at-bats tonight, but so did the entire team. Like, we're feeling okay about Volpe in the moment. If he goes out there and makes that throw, it's all he had to do. Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Chris, you know, it's not anger for me. It's you know, more disappointment with a tinge of frustration, all right? And here's what I think, all right, with Boone. I'm not going to disagree with you at all, but that is code for he's not going anywhere no matter what. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. It's cold, man. Volpe's not going anywhere no matter what. It's just, that's what the code.
I think that's true. And I don't know, like, at least this year. I don't know about next year. But this year, yeah. I mean, don't expect anyone else to play shortstop. To add shortstop to the list of holes, I just don't see how they do it.
But this guy, Peraza, is hitting 150.
No, he can't play.
He's hitting 150. I would say at least half of the people in the United States over the age of 18, way more than 150 pounds, all right? This dude, and you know what? I thought Rodon handled himself well under the circumstances when the left side of the infield, which is lauded, which has the reputation, well, they're not hitting, but they're going to field. Did that. And not only that, but you know what? There was something that happened on the Volpe throw. You know, Goldschmidt has been making that scoop like 90% of the time for the entire season.
100%.
Think of, and he didn't make it that time. But think of how many errors more he would have.
Yeah.
Because so many of those
his throws
are
terrible.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I don't know what's going on with his arm.
I don't know what's going on.
And you know, it's
that was literally.
Yeah.
Chris,
I don't know what's
going on. Kids are in literally.
Yeah.
That's literally stuff, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't blame Boone. Like, I don't blame Boone because that's not, like, the coach at the major league level doesn't help you with that throw. You got to have that. You got to be able to make that throw. That's not about Aaron Boone. The errors today had zero to do with the manager. Zero to do with some sort of, you know, shadowy figure that's hovering over the team because it's led by Aaron Boone. I'm sorry. They just had nothing to do with it. They had nothing to do with it. That had nothing to do with it. I don't care who the manager is. Peraza's not making a better throw because the manager would kick his ass. Like, They're professional players. Peraza's trying to stay on this team. And yeah, Anthony Volpe's not going anywhere. I'm totally with you. And, you know, to his credit, I'll give Marash credit. And, you know, I talked about it. They put out a story like it was my idea. I even said when we talked about it that Marash said it first. But Marash went back to when he got hurt. When Volpe dived for a ball, his shoulder got banged up. I think he left that game but ended up playing the next game or something, missed the game maybe. But I don't know what's up with him. And then I saw John Boy put out a thing today going through his throwing. Anthony Volpe's arm is becoming a Anthony Volpe's arm is a problem. He is one of the worst throwers of any infielder in Major League Baseball. Last year, we always knew his arm strength was his biggest weakness. Right? When you went over the tools Anthony Volpe has of being a shortstop, his biggest weakness was his arm. And even now, I do think Aaron Boone is correct. Nobody wants to say it, and I understand why, and I don't care to either. I'm not in the mood to defend the kid. But he does have good range, and he's gotten to a lot of balls that other players don't get to. I think that's fair. Watching him every day, he gets to a lot of baseballs that other guys don't get to. But in the critical moments, he'll boot a ball, absolutely. But his arm in general, on almost all plays, his arm has become no longer just the worst part of his game. It's become a debilitating part of his game. It's become a part of his game that now is not allowing him to be a everyday shortstop. That's what it feels like. And I don't know if it's back to the injury. You know, Meredith even asked in the post game that we see him in the clubhouse with his shoulder all iced up. You know, he could be going through something. They don't want to say it. That could explain a lot of the heavy defense of him, that he's going through, you know, a shoulder injury and they don't have anybody else to play shortstop and he's dealing with it. Could be it. But I don't know that, and I can't go by that. He's on the field. He's playing. That's all I can critique. And I'm not going to take away his gold glove from when he was a rookie. He earned it. And I'm not going to tell you he was this bad last year. He wasn't. This year he's been bad defensively. His arm is one of the worst in the sport. It's killing the Yankees, and I don't know how they fix it. 888-808-1019. Quick break. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 1 hour down, two more to go. Got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We'll get to the Mets as well. Camp, Giants and Jets arriving. Camp starting today. Maybe a little bit of football. I saw something from FanDuel about the New York Giants that you will never believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.